Good morning, brothers and sisters. We are continuing on the topic, be steadfast. And in this segment, we're looking at the same text, Hebrews chapter 12, and our character that we're using for this topic is our Lord Jesus Christ, the best example ever. And so verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our faith in the Lord, God of heaven, was established through Jesus Christ. In fact, in John 3 verse 16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10 verse 9 and 10 tells us quite clearly, when we read that text, it gives a clear indication of the expression of our faith. In verse 9 it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's authorship. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you look at the book of Acts chapter 4, and I believe it's verse 12, Peter, in defending Jesus Christ after they were being persecuted, declared to is the enemy that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must, the word must is used, not might or may, must be saved. Praise the name of Jesus. So we see here quite clearly, the saints of God, that Jesus Christ is the author of the believer's faith. It is, bless God, that it is through him that we obtain inheritance in the kingdom of God. And it's to him that we need to look for help. Our help is in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us in Philippians chapter 2, I believe it is. Let's find it quickly. Philippians chapter 2, I believe it is. Where the word of God says, God has given Jesus Christ a name that is above every other name, according to verse 9, Philippians 2 verse 9, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the author of the believer's faith. He is the one who is writing on our hearts. He's the one who's writing our story. It is through him we live and move and have our being. And no wonder the Apostle Paul says, Christ should be formed in us. He is the one who gave us the authority to become the sons of God. In the book of St. John chapter 1, the Bible tells us, John 1 verse 12, I believe it is, tell us that. St. John chapter 1 and verse 12 reads that, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Authorship, the authority, is the one who authorized our salvation, Jesus Christ, the sovereign God. Bless the name of Jesus. And so this morning we can celebrate that he is the one who authorized us to become children of God, and he is the one that completes or finishes off our faith. When the next meet, we'll talk about the finishing. Jesus Christ provided a perfect example of what it is to walk in his authority and also completing our task as believers. We'll continue our next segment as we seek to be steadfast in our Christian walk. God bless you.